Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Faith is the confidence of things you haven't experienced yet. It's the conviction of what? Things you don't see. Well, what enables you to see? Light. Seeing is the result of light. With no light, there's no vision. I mean, what if it was pitch dark in here right now? You wouldn't be seeing anything. So faith has to do with time and light. And God is light. Hallelujah. And He has time in His hand. We know so little, but we're learning. Are you believing with me? Keep reading and you see some things here. The Amplified, verse 1, Hebrews 11, 1. Now faith is the assurance of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. I want to read that last phrase to you again. What does faith do? Faith perceives, and of course this is the Amplified authors, but I'd say it like this. Faith perceives reality that is not perceived by the senses, not revealed to the senses. Even those who study these things, physics, researchers, supposedly the most brilliant minds in ours and previous generations, they become convinced there are many more dimensions than what we can perceive with our physical senses. We perceive three or four dimensions, length, height, depth. But what about unseen? Thought? Thought doesn't have length or breadth, or height that you can perceive with a touch or an eye, feelings, emotions. And yet people are adamant, well, if I can't see it, I don't believe in it. Well, you don't believe in your mind. And you don't believe in the way you heated your lunch, in your microwave. Did you see what heated your soup? What heated your soup? What popped your popcorn? Magic? You pushed a little button and it started popping. What happened? You didn't build a fire in there. Waves. Electromagnetic waves. Well, if you say, I don't believe in what I can't, if I can't see it and feel it and touch it, it don't exist. Well, then you don't believe in AM, FM, television, mobile phones, Wi-Fi, because you can't touch it. You can't smell it. This is full of stuff. Waves. I got a little scanner the other day because I, out in the office the Lord gave us, I wanted one to hear the air traffic, you know. And one I got, it had all the other frequencies you could get a hold of too. I thought, whoa, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of all that's in the air. Are you hearing it? Only thing you're hearing is me right now. But can you say, All that other is not there. It don't exist because I don't see it. It's there. It was there for thousands of years. And people didn't know about it. Until they developed a way to receive it. They built a receiver. A receiver. What you need to enjoy something is a receiver. It's all there. All you got to do is power up the receiver and then tune in the receiver to exactly what it is you want to receive. And all at once, here it comes. You start hearing it. And the same thing is true with light. Light. The spectrum of light and the spectrum of sound is far beyond what we can perceive. How many know your dog can hear stuff you can't hear? And your cat hears things. Now, for thousands of years, people just thought they had crazy dogs. Crazy cats, because they'd be acting spastic about something. They'd go, what? I don't hear anything. Just because you don't hear it, don't mean it's not there. And on one occasion, God allowed a donkey to see more of the spectrum, and he saw in the spirit and saw an angel. A donkey. I figure if he could broaden a donkey's spectrum, he could broaden my spectrum. How many figure just off the cuff that you're as intelligent as the average donkey? Or maybe even a little better. And then, how many remember we talked about this, that there was the occasion that the prophet's servant went out to get water, and the enemy had sent soldiers, and they had surrounded the city. You remember that in Kings? And he come running in and said, alas, my master, what in the world are we going to do? We're surrounded. And the prophet said, no, there's more with us than there are with them. And he didn't understand it. He thought, what? I mean, one, two. One, two. Any way you count it, it's still one, two. And they got us surrounded out there with horses and chariots and hardware, weapons. He said, no. He said, Lord, open his eyes. Oh, did you hear that?
Yes.
Open his eyes. What does that mean? Expand his spectrum of vision. And immediately he looked and saw angels, chariots, all in the mountains all around the city. Now, did they get there when he saw them? They were already there. How long had they been there? I don't know. The scripture says, the angel of the Lord encamps round about those who fear him to deliver them. And that the angels of the Lord have been given charge concerning us to bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. All of those angelic forces were there on that particular day. They didn't need them, but they were there in case they did. Is everybody thinking? They didn't need them that day because the Lord told the prophet what to do, and he spoke over them, and the whole bunch there didn't realize where they were. And he led them to another town, and then they realized, uh-oh, we're in the wrong town. We're in the middle of our enemy. And so they didn't need angelic interference. So why were they there? Or angelic protection, I should say. Why were they there? They were there ready. Wonder what's here and ready right now. Wonder what's around you and with you every day of your life that you don't see, you don't hear, you don't feel. Hold your place here and go to John 20. John 20. We saw this. Am I still talking about faith?
Yes.
Why? What is faith? We've had religious ideas about it. Faith is the conviction of things hoped for. Confidence, I should say. Confidence of things hoped for. And it is the conviction of things not seen. Faith has to do with time and light. With what is not yet and what is not seen. The just, we walk by faith, not by sight. Now, what does that mean by sight? Not by the limited sight of the flesh.
Yes.
Unbelievers are imprisoned, locked into 3+ dimensions. They don't see it, they don't hear it, they don't feel it, it don't exist to them. But we are so much more than that.
Amen.
I said we are so much more than that.
Yes.
God is a multidimensional being.
Yes.
How many dimensions? I don't know.
Wow.
Researchers and those that study physics, they don't know either. Some say 10 dimensions. Some say 11, some say 12, some say 24. Anytime you see the word theory, that means they don't know. Is that right? Anytime you see the word theory. Now, I know it sounds funny, but theory of evolution means they don't know. Theory of the Big Bang of creation. If you see the word theory, it means they don't know. And yet people teach it like it's truth.
Yeah.
Theory is somebody's guess.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.